When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 52. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
We just got done with the Capitals Media Day broadcast from the Iceplex.
Was it as cold as they said?
It's freezing there, dude. It is. You know me. I hate being cold. And the studio is always at 80 degrees. I was miserable. But at least I'm not an idiot like Eric Bickle.
I was going to say, you didn't sound as miserable as Eric.
I know. Because I brought a coat and a sweatshirt. Because I have frozen my ass off there the last few years. Everyone's been to Caps games before or to a hockey game.
Yeah, but it's always colder in the arena, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's way colder than a Caps game.
Yeah, because you got like 10 different rinks and it's a smaller venue.
Yeah, it's a small practice facility, just basically the ice rink and a few aluminum stands. And I feels like it's about 54 degrees in there.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you rushing back to do Bit Season with us.
Valdez goes, are you going home after the broadcast? And I said, no, of course I'm coming back. And then I thought about it. I'm like, damn, I should have gone home.
me and Ryan got to step up again. This will be Drab's 10th missed episode.
I want this put in the book like Valdez does. Drab came back for the broadcast.
I'm making a note. I'm taking attendance.
Right.
Drab, check mark.
It's a plus for
me. Came in late, tardy.
He did.
No, I wouldn't miss this week's show because I know how excited Valdez is to talk about Adam Levine. Valdez, every commercial break, every day on the show this week, he's talking about Adam Levine to me and EB. He's fascinated by this story.
Well, also because I think it's crosses over into the Stern world too a little bit.
Because, why is that?
Because Adam Levine is super friends with Howard Stern, and so he's been on his show 10 billion times along with Bahati. All right, and Howard just makes a billion jokes about how hot Bahati is.
Such a layup.
But it makes, I love psychoanalyzing Adam Levine.
I know, but why do you have a fascination? Like, what separates Adam Levine from any other singer
because
out there? Like, why do you care about him?
Because he's a rock star, and I think this is every boy's dream is to be a rock star, and him
is he.
And when you're a rock star,
he's like a soft rock star.
I don't like you keep calling him a rock star.
He's a rock star and he's a
Tommy Lee's a rock star. Adam Levine sings songs on 94.7 The Drive.
But this is why I'm so fascinated by it, because he's not really going full rock star. You mentioned Tommy Lee, and remember the junks we're talking about and Rat. How you would go down and fool around with all the group B's during some super long solo.
Yeah.
This is like the digital age rock star where he's just serial flirting with all of these girls. I don't know. Maybe I'm just interested in serial flirting.
Okay. Well, do you buy?
I'm also intrigued. Not really intrigued, but I'm also stunned by the lack of game that he has.
Here's the thing. Everyone's joning on him. He clearly has some sort of game where he, because he's Adam Levine. You know what it, he doesn't have to try
his
hard.
His abs and his.
Yeah, but he's like Tiger. I know, right? But like
that's his game.
It's like Tiger Woods. He clearly he's got game because he's they're smashing hot chicks on the side. He doesn't have to work as hard as everybody else. He's naturally talented, you know. And Clary talks to a 64-year-old grandmother. He's got to have the night of his life for a makeout.
I did. You know,
he's got to use most of what's the line he was using on her?
There's no tongue. There's no fun, man. Yeah.
Do you think Adam Levine has that line in his Rolodex?
No, of course not.
But doesn't that make you feel good about yourself?
What?
That you are smarter and you are more interesting and you have better communication skills and you got better one-liners than superstar Adam Levine.
I think you're living in fantasy land.
Why?
Because you just want to make yourself feel better because he's had sex with 1,000 tens and you haven't. And so you're trying to pump yourself up that you're better at something with women than Adam Levine is.
I had tens on my resume.
I don't, maybe you do. I've seen some of the rugby team photos of these.
That's only Joan. Rugby team. You know what? At least I ran through the rugby team. Drab went to the hottest school in the country with blonde sillies everywhere. Yeah. And he was too afraid to dip it.
That's not true. That's not true at all.
It was in cult for 3 years of it, and then is
no. Can I tell you? Year. Let me. I took a sabbatical from the endless sex with sorority girls I was having. About. Oh,
I'm sure.
Senior year. It was my senior year. Senior. It was for five months.
I ran through the rugby team. He ran through Sigma Mu. No,
that's not true. I don't like big girls. Yeah, I'm like Sigma Mu. No, I'm not. I'm gonna have to show you guys some pictures. Get you guys off my back.
You still have them?
Well, I got some like old Facebook pages. Yeah.
I always did want to do this thing. It was years ago. Do you remember this?
What?
Where we print out pictures of girls and we have the junkies have to decide who banged them, you or me. This was a bit. We'd print them out. All right. There would be no context. We wouldn't be in the picture. It would just be like something on their Facebook or social media.
Are we printing out pictures for them now or from when
From smoking hotties from back then. Uh-huh. Or you could do now. It doesn't matter. And then you would have to guess who belonged to whom, what resume it was on. Very sexist now. Couldn't get away with it.
30 years ago.
Do you think women do that? You think women show pictures to their girlfriends?
Yes, they do.
Guys, Matt Valdez, and go, look at this guy. Look what he looks like now. Look at all that gray hair he's got. Yeah. Oh my god! I can't believe I had sex with that guy.
I f***ed a young Clooney.
No, I don't think that's what they're saying.
Yeah. speaking of Adam Levine, I am so guaranteed. I'm willing to put a bet on it that there's a girl out there who has a picture of his penis, and it's going to come out soon. And I'm guessing it's going to come out on Tuesday.
Wait, didn't you already miss your last time? You had a Britney Spears theory about like a nude photo of Britney was going to come out on a certain date. And it never happened. It never happened, like a sex tape or something.
I think someone claimed they had a sex tape.
And you broke down on the junkies the exact release date of this. He's such a weirdo. I know this guy.
No, like, I know. I also know media and I know the news.
But the problem is you made a big proclamation with the Britney thing and it never came out. It was a fake story or something.
Well, I can't help it if the story was fake.
I don't know. Maybe the story. We never saw the tape. So you're telling me that in the next few days we're going to have an Adam
Levine. We're going to see Adam Levine's penis on Tuesday.
All right,
mark
thinking.
It down.
All right, why on Tuesday and not Saturday?
All right, it's going to be either today, Thursday, or Tuesday. Because, well, number one, the negotiating is going on right now between Adam Levine and his camp and whatever lucky female is seeing his veiny.
So you think they're sitting on like a six-figure payout?
Yeah, so there's a negotiation going on about a payout, a buyout,
so this,
hush
this,
money.
This young model's got a Aaron Judge home run ball in her box.
She's got that Zach Hample dong pick. All right. So there's the negotiating's going on, but Adam's so stupid that he doesn't realize that this picture's probably been shared with all her girlfriends too.
Uh-huh.
All right? Just like the Tiger Woods penis picture shared with me and all my guy friends.
Yeah. You are the last man who has that photo. You and your small circle of friends.
That thing has been scrubbed from the internet, but I'm the only one who has it. It's got to be worth something.
How did Tiger scrub that from the internet? I'm always amazed by that.
When you have money, you can do whatever you want.
I know, but he's kept it off the internet.
I'm sure it's circulating out there.
Isn't there like a Beyonce photo that she, like, you can definitely scrub stuff from the internet somehow. You basically just threaten everybody with lawsuits.
You sue them to death, bury them in paperwork and legal fees.
Yeah.
But it's got to be, it's probably out there on 8chan, 12chan, something chan.
Yeah.
But it's also on my phone.
Okay. Better back that up to the cloud. Yeah.
But Adam, this picture of Adam's already been circulating between this IG model or this person he contacted on Instagram.
Do you think Adam Levine has one just silly cock shot that he sends out like month after month, or does he constantly take new ones?
No. He's got think about it. He's married to Bahati, so he probably doesn't have that much time and energy to be finding the perfect lighting and the perfect shot, the perfect picture. So I think he has one on file. He has one. He has one stored on file, and that one is circulating different females. So when he gets super horny, and he's sending this picture of his penis, what he doesn't realize is that the women are sharing it with their friends. All right, but Adam's currently probably negotiating his buyout so that this stays out of the media. All right, she gets the buyout, money hits her account. This picture is not going to hit on a news dump Friday, because this stuff is going to be
a bombshell.
A bombshell. Yes, thank you, Ryan. Monday, it's not going to come out because it's a football Monday. Everyone's all lethargic after the games. Lamar Jackson breaks his ankle. Hey, that's going to dominate.
You think Sumner Stroll or whatever his name is will be sitting on a dick pic because of NFL Monday Night Football or something?
I'm telling you, lose your attention dollars after an NFL Sunday.
Okay, you're not maximizing your attention. So she's got a management team down her.
If I'm a part of her PR team, I'm telling her to hang on to this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday is when it comes out.
Okay.
Around dinner time.
All right, and then
that gives people enough time to think of all their jokes and then steal jokes overnight for Wednesday. And then you have a whole week's worth of runway to go with it.
All right. I like your theory.
That calculation is so silly. I mean, he went on for 2 minutes.
These calculations never hit.
That was well thought out, though.
If there's an Adam Levine pick that comes out on Tuesday evening or Tuesday anytime, I will pay you $10.
All right, it has to be on a Tuesday.
Yeah, on Tuesday.
Okay. Uh-huh. And now, can it be not next Tuesday, but two Tuesdays
No, on Tuesday, like 5 days from now. Because
okay.
you're telling me the timeline. She still has to strike where the iron's hot. You can't do it in three months.
You know what's so funny? This is why I'm obsessed with it. Because I feel like Adam Levine's penis and Adam Levine's obsession with booty knocked the queen off of the front page.
I think that's disrespectful to the queen. I think the burial knocked her off. We had enough of her.
Yeah.
It was time to move on. Don't you think here's what Adam Levine was probably doing in his hotel room. He was trying to have to find the perfect angle so he wouldn't have any of his tattoos showing in this pic, because he's probably tatted up all the way up his thigh, all the way down his stomach.
What's his stomach say? Doesn't it say something very distinct? So doesn't say like
Levine,
like West Coast Levine, or something.
Hey, that's not me. So he's got to have the perfect D pick, but he also can't let it identify him in case it ever was leaked.
Yeah.
So his wife could have been like,
just deny it. That's not me.
That's
another tattooed idiot.
Yeah,
a poser. Hey, do you know what this is what I respect about Adam Levine
mm-hmm.
is that he's not canceling his show in Vegas, right?
See how they're running out there tonight?
Yeah, he's running out there tonight or tomorrow.
It's like Chris Rock is sick as his ticket.
He gets slapped in the face and he's doing stand-up about it. Do you think he'll address it?
No, I don't know. Maybe just kind of like an offhand comment, but that PR thing, that statement that he put out, that stunk. That was definitely written by an agent of some sort.
I feel like this is a hot ticket to get too. Because
what, his Vegas show?
Well, just the show immediately following all this scandal and scrutiny. Because if you're one of these, you know, 26-year-old chicks that love Maroon 5 and Adam Levine, you actually think you have a shot to hook up with him after the show.
Because he's on the trolling Twitter.
Because you realize Instagram, he's trolling Twitter like a trot line trying to get crabs.
I do find it interesting that, I mean, there's a million hot girls on Instagram. Like, how does he choosing these few girls to send messages to?
Well, they're not famous either.
Right.
I respect that.
Wouldn't he be better off to approach famous women?
No, because in his mind, he feels like his fame gives him the upper hand. Because think about it. Read the text.
I know, but
he has no game, so he needs his fame.
I know,
but that's why he's
he needs a woman. No, here's what he should have done. He needs a woman with something to lose as well. Okay, it's like you can't be a married guy, right, and cheat on your wife with some single young girl because she's got nothing to lose. If you cheat on your wife, you have to cheat on your wife with another married woman because she will keep it secret because she doesn't want her husband to find out. All right? So this is just my theory here. Okay.
You're just putting that out. This is Drab's theory. Theory.
I think it's well known that I don't enjoy talking to women, so it's not me. But somebody did tell me that one time. That is their policy. I never forgot. I always thought that was an interesting angle.
Smart policy.
This person had too much to lose to mess around with single women. So he strictly had affairs with other married women.
Well, how old is Adam Levine?
I think he's probably a couple years older than me.
I was going to say 40 or
probably like
45. 45? Wow.
44. I mean, he's been famous for 20 years.
Well, you have to also take into consideration that, the age difference. He wants to know if he still has it. You know what? He flirts like a 45-year-old, too.
The booty?
Yeah. He's got a booty.
Right.
He says booty.
Kids. All right.
Sorry.
So that's why I think he should have gone with a celebrity, because a celebrity's not going to want that embarrassment of having DMs out there. Not like an Uber. It still has to be a celebrity that he has power over.
An influencer?
Right.
You know how
Tiger was dating Lindsey Vonn? Like, Tiger's way more famous than Lindsay, but she's still famous enough where she doesn't want her name dragged through the mud. Something like that. He should have found like a bobsledder or something. and sent her messages. You can't be messing around with Instagram thoughts if you're Adam Levine. That's basically what I comes down to. That's what burned him. Those girls love attention.
Honestly, I'm bought into Valdez's theory though, what he says.
About the day?
About the non-celebrity. It's like he has that upper hand where he has no game. And DM's proven.
Honestly, I feel like if Ryan Clary ran Adam Levine's Instagram, he could pull better chicks. He could pull better conversation. I think Ryan Clary has better game than Adam Levine.
I'm sized.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
I've seen this guy.
Come on.
He looks like a bumbling idiot.
No, thank you. I got game.
Close the deal with a sloppy grandma in a bikini on a golf cart.
Oh, yes, I could.
He could.
What,
she invite you in?
But he was respecting his elders.
I was respecting the senior citizen. she had to go to her senior morning breakfast, 7 a.m.
Blue plate breakfast.
Yeah. The senior menu.
I did see that Clary, a lot of the biddies out there were impressed with Clary and his, his game to make out with a 65-year-old. And a lot of biddies out there are know the Sky Bar intimately.
Oh, I know.
I have, apparently it's a lot more famous than you think.
I know. No, it's, I told you guys, it's a thing down there.
Game.
Yeah, no, it's the Sky Bar's the place.
I also
it's
heard a lot place. About the dollhouse.
The dollhouse in two E's.
It's okay. Like the Ohio State.
If someone's
like Ohio State, it's really called the dollhouse.
The dollhouse, yeah. It's like the Ohio. And so, but after midnight, the steak and eggs, man, if there's someone's got to be going down to Myrtle Beach soon listening. They got to take a picture of the steak and eggs.
All right. Steak and
eggs. It's so money.
All right, so Tuesday we'll be waiting,
anxiously waiting
for that Adam Levine naked photo that will surely come out. We mentioned Aaron Judge. I know we don't do a lot of sports on the show, but Clary is fascinated, and I got to admit, I kind of am too, about the mindset of these kids who caught the 60th home run ball, who basically gave it away for free. And the thing that we like most besides talking about chicks on the show is money.
Yeah.
and wanting more money. Pay me my money. Clary, did those kids botch it?
Yes, of course they did. So they got, I think that ball was worth the 60th home run ball that Aaron Judge hit was worth around like $50,000. That's what they're saying, at least.
That's conservative, right?
Yeah.
I saw some that said like six figures, possibly.
Yeah, some people said it can get up to like $150,000, and that's just right now. Down the road, it could be even more expensive.
All right.
And they gave the ball back for free to Aaron Judge because they said he meant so much to the organization.
You know what?
Oh, my God.
That's why I hate sports fans.
All right, tell me why.
Because those athletes don't care about you one iota.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there boo-hooing because you caught the ball because this guy gave you memories, who, by the way, is going to get the biggest contract ever and move on and go play in L.A. next season.
It's crazy. It is nuts to me. And so,
what first thing that I thought about this guy? He loves his boys. He loves his boys so much. He could have took that ball home, right?
Uh-huh.
And just and got money for it and did whatever he did.
Squeezed every ounce of.
He thought of the homies. He's sitting there in the stands, and he said, "Guys, let's go in and meet Aaron Judge," something his friends would have never had the opportunity to do. And he hooked up the boys with a once-in-a-lifetime memory of meeting their hero. And they probably all got signed stuff, not just the bat or whatever he gave them.
I saw they had signed balls, but I think that's a bunch of crap. Like, come on, they're 21 years old. Who cares about meeting Aaron Judge?
What do you want the Yankees to do?
Hey, what I would do? This is what I would do.
All right.
All right. And I've been thinking about this. Besides the money, because you know everyone, I want to take money. But like, what's one thing that you would request from the Yankees and Aaron Judge? I already know.
What?
I would want to do a homies softball game at Yankee Stadium at night.
That's actually a great idea.
I tell the Steinbrenners. I tell Aaron, make it happen. Get me a night game in Yankee Stadium with the PA announcer. We give them the lineup, and we have a ball.
They'd rather just cut you a check for $50,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Go through all that asshole.
That's not that hard to do.
Here's what I would ask. I would ask for $30,000 personally from Aaron Judge, signed check.
Yeah, but you realize that Aaron Judge is going to hate your guts. That's why you can't
do that. Who cares? I don't care. It's money. I don't like it. You're acting like we're going to meet Aaron Judge again.
Besides money.
I know, but Ryan, you bought a Ryan Zimmerman bat for $350.
Yeah. So?
All right.
And
you're going to tell me.
Yeah, why don't you take that to Aaron Judge and have him cross out Zim's name and write his own?
All right. So say Ryan Zimmerman hits his 60th home run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell me that it's worth it to you, his number one fan, that you want Ryan Zimmerman to hate your guts because you raked him over the coals for $30,000?
Yes, I'll do that any day. I'm sorry.
No way.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. I am money hungry.
$30,000?
That would just not only be the all. I would want $30,000 from him personally. And then if we're at a Yankees game, I'd want a Legend Suite ticket for the rest of the year. 81 games. Yeah, at
what's
home.
With these legend suites? I keep hearing that. What
are it's the Yankee Stadium thing where they have like it's the first front five rows behind home plate, kind of like at the Nats game. But they all have like lobster tails, filet mignon.
How much? Just how much the food is silly. Tickets.
I mean, it's probably like 1,000 each game. So I mean,
hey, you know, it'd be a sick idea. As if I caught the ball, all right, and then I signed my name in Sharpie on the ball and I threw it back because they're going to take it to Cooperstown. And then your silly signature is going to be right next to Aaron Judge's signature in Cooperstown. Yeah, that'd be silly.
All right, now that'd be nice.
My ball, then I get to say, yeah, I'm in Cooperstown.
You know what would be a great bit? I was thinking about this the other day. You know what Zach Hample should do or someone like that? They should take a backpack full of baseballs. Okay? And they see that ball come flying in the air. And they throw a bag of balls in the air. And then let the frenzy and the piranhas go after them. And then there will be one lucky winner.
Hey, wasn't that in a movie? Was it? I think that was not with baseball. But.
I have no idea. All right. He hit 62 or whatever it is.
He might be the world's most hated man if he did that.
Wouldn't that be a hilarious bit?
Yeah. Having all his other followers with backpacks for the balls.
Right? Yeah. It'd be a great prank.
That would be awesome.
Greatest prank in the world.
Someone call Mr. Beast. Get him a bunch of guys out there in each section of the park. And then when they see that ball bouncing around, you dump all the backpack.
Now, let me ask you a question. In order to get Aaron Judge's home run ball, you had to stand behind home plate, all right?
Yeah.
With a hockey mask on, a la Happy Gilmore, and have their closer hum a 100-mile-an-hour fastball in the middle of your chest. Would you do it?
Yes.
Wait, with the protector on or no?
No protector.
Yes. And I would get the Aaron Judge home run ball.
You get the ball.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't resell it. You get the ball, though.
Do I have an ambulance on standby in case like, my heart stops or something?
Yeah, they have team doctor there.
All right.
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd do it.
You're not selling the ball. It's just so that you get the ball. You get the
key. I would do that if it's not going to hit me in my ticker.
You get to wear the hockey mask, like the goalie mask.
All right. Yeah.
I'd do that, too.
And a cup. You get to wear a cup. No cup.
Okay, then.
Well, I mean.
Well, are we squatting down or are we standing up?
You're standing there like Happy Gilmore in front of the pitching
machine. Oh, my God.
Trials are 364 days away.
I'd do a lot. I'm not going to lie.
I also like when you think about Ryan asking for the Legends tickets, Ryan really just wants to trade in the baseball for a hot meal.
I'm not going to lie. Yes. Like I've seen the meals there in Zach Campbell's videos. No, that food there looks so good. Lobster filet mignon.
He wants a steak.
I know. I keep seeing people say, I want season tickets in the Legend suites. I mean, that wears off. Experiences are kind of nubs. You know what I want? I want, all right, you can have this ball. Go and get me a Babe Ruth sign baseball and we'll swap. That I would be psyched for that.
That's like the Sandlot.
Is that in the Sandlot?
Yeah. Remember, he took his dad's Babe Ruth signed baseball to go play with.
No, I know, but I'm sure the Yankees have a trophy case full of Babe Ruth baseballs.
And then the blind James Earl Jones traded him the beaten up ball for the entire 26 Yankees. Was it 26?
Can I tell you something? Sandlot's overrated.
What? That's crazy.
I never got this like feeling in my stomach for Sandlot that everyone
else
has.
This is exactly what it is. Pacific Northwest, they disrespect baseball up there.
They do. It is a weird thing. Yes, you do.
That's because you never as a child went out with all your friends to go play stickball in the yard.
It was too rainy.
Yeah, it's always raining.
You can never
rain delay.
People love baseball in the Pacific Northwest.
I'm sure.
And I got psyched for the Yankees as a kid when I was young. I had a fascination with
of course
Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I like Babe Ruth. He wore the fitted hat in college.
I thought
he was Jay-Z.
I get psyched for Babe Ruth. That's about the end.
My
Yankee fan. Tell me more about the Yankees. But why didn't you like it? Or no, you said it's overrated.
I just feel like it's a little overrated. I don't know. I never just like watched it on repeat like everybody else. Thought it was kind of stupid.
You didn't like when Squints faked. No.
You know what tilted me? You know what tilted me about the. I hated that dumb hat that with that extra.
Oh yeah, the bill is tilting. The longest Marlin hat in the world. Yeah, yeah.
I hated that kid. That dumb hat he was wearing. They should have beat him up.
Yeah. you didn't find it funny when they went to the state fair or the carnival and they all had chewing tobacco?
Yeah. I mean, there's some parts that are okay, and I like that that actor from that movie, The Catcher, is still
Smalls.
He looks the same.
He's like 45. doing TikTok dances.
Was he the guy doing that NFL TikTok dance?
Yeah. He's got a TikTok. Yeah.
Great Bambino.
Yeah.
You know,
I do like him. Yes. Did he come in here one time? He was on Grant and Danny.
I tried to get him on Grant and Danny.
I thought he was in studio or something.
Maybe before my time. Maybe but was. I tried getting a hold of their people, but I never got a. Never got a call back.
He has people. That's embarrassing.
I think he's a big TikTok celebrity.
I want to hear Drab's top five childhood sports movies, because if he hates The Sandlot, I want to know what he liked to watch when he was a kid.
Well, Rudy, number one.
Rudy's goated. Yes.
Well, that's not like, you don't watch that when you're a kid.
Oh, you're talking
I'm talking about like Little Giants.
Okay, Little Giants. You know what movie I like? Ladybugs.
The goat, Ronnie Dangerfield.
Yeah.
When he had some dude cross-dressing.
For some reason, that movie spoke to me.
Hey, now we know why Trav wears panties all the time.
I like Ladybugs.
What was the one with Amanda Bynes?
I don't know. Was that Bend It Like Beckham?
No. Amanda. Is this a soccer movie? It was a soccer movie, but
the
it was
Big
much
Green?
Later. No, The Big Green was silly. Too.
That's with the kid from The Sandlot.
That's, yes, where he's had the horns and pretended to be. Yeah.
Why? What's your favorite kids movie?
I got Slice for Little Giants.
Little Giants is good because you like Al Bundy.
Of course I like Al Bundy.
I know, that's why you like that
and
movie.
And I like saying Annexation of Puerto Rico.
Okay, that's right. I actually think I have heard you say that before. What about you, Clary?
Benchwarmers. That's a slept-on movie. Have you guys even seen it?
Is that the Artie Lang movie?
It's like, no. Yes. David Spade's in it. David Spade has like a coconut head.
Let me tell you something.
If you want to go,
yes, it is. It's a movie for kids. I grew up watching that.
No,
you had bad parents letting you watch rated R movies.
You're also like 22.
I mean, come on.
Hey, Beer. You know what? You want a good laugh this weekend? Go watch Beer League.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen it. It's actually worth my time?
Hey, you'll laugh.
All right.
Go watch the pitching machine scene. And I'm not talking about a real pitching machine. Yeah. I'm talking about a stripper shooting ping pong balls out of her cooter.
All right, Valdez. I'm gonna bring up some of these movies here.
All right. I'll give you the yay or nay.
Well, I think the Mighty Duck series is probably...
That's kind of played out.
But that's on the Mount Rushmore.
Come on.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of kids' movies.
It is. What's Rookie of the Year?
Henry Rowan Gardner?
Yeah.
It was okay. I didn't love it. I didn't love it. I don't know why.
You don't like funky butt loving? That's God. Even funky butt loving makes you laugh.
Major League. That's not even a kid.
I loved Major League, but
let me tell you one that's right up Drab's alley. Juana Man.
How do you know all these movies that I like? And why is there a common theme? I do like Juana Man.
Hey, you know, I saw that in theaters.
Really?
That's embarrassing.
that is mum funny. Hey, would the Juana Man ever be made these days?
No, I wish it would.
Yeah.
You want to see how much our society has changed? Watch Juana Man.
I always thought Space Jam was overrated.
I thought Space Jam was too.
I didn't really love that. Air Bud was a great
series.
Did you as Air Bud before your time?
No, I've watched it. It's fine. It's stupid. It's stupid. Yes, it's stupid. It's a dog. Who cares?
I guess Sandlot's better than I thought.
I told you.
Benchwarmers. You guys sleep on benchwarmers.
What about the original Bad News Bears?
That's a good one.
Classic.
That is a classic.
Yeah. That's probably up
there as well. We also like very non-PC things, apparently.
What was the Ice Cube movie where he's like racing dogs in Alaska?
Road Trip or something like that?
Not Road Trip. Road Trip is Valdez's favorite movie.
Damn it.
It was definitely a kid's movie.
This was mid-2000s.
Yeah, yeah. I was probably a little bit older for it. Snow Dogs.
What about Little Big League? Do we remember that one? Remember, he like owned the twins.
Oh, the twins. Yeah, owner.
Yeah,
I like that movie. Yeah.
That's stupid too.
What about Angels in the Outfield?
That's a silly one. Silly.
It's actually kind of weird. The dad runs off. The whole premise of the movie is the dad racing away in a motorcycle and says he'll come back when the Angels win the pennant. Yeah. I mean,
I've seen
about great parenting.
Yeah. I don't know. I get psyched for when the kid just has like a serious look on his face and starts flapping his arms like an angel. I kind of get
psyched. How have you seen
that.
All these, Claire? You're only like 22 years old.
You act like I don't have time on my hands.
I know, like, but I wasn't watching sports movies from the 70s.
I mean, who cares? I guess
a little Bad News Bears I've seen.
Yeah, I'll impress some older people. One of my favorite movies is Animal House. I love Blue. I used to have a Bluto shirt.
Really?
Yeah, I love Bluto.
I've never
dump a little mustard on your chest.
I've never seen Animal House.
You are just...
You're missing out.
I'm a big Revenge of the Nerds guy.
Revenge of the Nerds is a good one.
Is there any cross-dressing in Revenge of the Nerds? Actually, the guy who throws the javelin. It wasn't...
Is the name Lamar? Gay Lamar?
That's
your favorite guy.
All right, hey, one last thing about baseball before we take a quick break. Can I tell you that it pissed me off this week when we were talking about Aaron Judge? And every time we talk about baseball, why does Cakes have to be an asshole? I don't get it.
Give an example.
We all know that Cakes doesn't like baseball, but why every time that there's a national baseball story and it's not related to the Nationals because he can't do it because of the local sports team, he's got a crap on baseball fans being old codgers and no kids like the sport, which I also don't think is true. Nobody's watching it.
Let me tell you something.
Why can't Cakes let us have our... Jason Bishop and Drab and kind of Valdez have our baseball moment on the Junkies.
This is. I understand why Drab's mad, but it's more so he's mad that Cakes is ruining his segment that he's producing that he wants to talk about.
Oh, that's true. But like, what does baseball kids have to do? Like, what does it have to do with the home run ball? That wasn't the story.
No,
if we're talking baseball ratings or something, okay, Cakes, you can use your zings about how it's an old man sport.
Or keeping the book. You know, right.
I get it.
The same zing over and over.
Not every baseball story, Cakes has to cram his hatred of the sport into it. There's people out there, especially who are listening to our radio station, that turn on the show early in the morning that have been listening to the Nats games from the night before, Cakes. Yeah. That like baseball.
It
drives
me
nuts.
I did notice that he slowed down. The only thing he said,
he
said about Aaron Judge was like, how many young guys are watching that?
So many.
Of course there are.
I know.
And Cakes, and it's just because he didn't have anything else to say about it. Like, he's not paying attention to it. I was actually so irritated, Stallion, that I turned my back to the glass. And so they couldn't read my lips.
Like Gladiator.
Yeah, yeah.
Turning your back on him.
And I was bad-mouthing Cakes to Valdez. Yeah. I was pissed. I said, what is he doing? He's ruining another baseball segment.
Can't we just get through this segment?
Get through the segment, please. Let's have some fun. We're talking about the Yankees, Cakes. Peter, they got some history in sports. It's okay. We can talk about the Yankees for 2 minutes.
Hey, you know what? At least EB, because I know he's all punched out on it. Mm-hmm. At least EB can fake it and go, do you consider a 61 the real record now?
Yeah.
He faked it.
I think EB has like, EB like stats and all that kind of stuff and records. He gets ice for greatness. So every once in a while, we can get EB hooked into a baseball segment. But JP and Cakes, absolutely not. But it is what it is. But that was my tilt of the week.
I'm getting sidetracked because I'm looking at Tommy Davidson getting the hots for Juana.
That is definitely a throwback. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we got some radio fights to talk about. Lurch being nervous for doing some sort of talking to a microphone gig. Yeah. I don't understand.
Heaven forbid the radio guy's nervous about talking.
Public speaking. Yeah. And we got a segment here that we didn't get to on the Junkies that Valdez and I are pretty excited to talk to you guys about. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to episode 52 of Bit Season. When Drab left us, he teased that Jason Bishop and JP Flame have a big event tonight. Maybe they will listen to the episode of Bit Season as they're being chauffeured to Edgewater.
JP might. Lurch, definitely not. You think Lurch has listened to 1 minute of Bit Season?
No. Maybe.
Oh, no, I thought he did. I thought because somebody sent it to him one time.
When AWOD was going to bang his daughter.
Oh, yeah. Somebody sent it.
Remember that whole fiasco?
Yeah. That's why we got Stallion in here. Yeah.
that's called Opportunity Stallion.
I'm out of that.
All right, number one. What's with Jason being so antsy about this event?
I don't know, but he's been this way for a few days. Why would he agree to it if it's going to make him miserable? Because it's
Cal Ripken.
Well, why doesn't he say, Cal, I'm terrified of public speaking. I'm a professional broadcaster, and I'm a scared, scared little boy.
It's very ironic, isn't it?
I know.
I don't think it's necessarily talking. I think it's Jason...
No, I think it is.
No, I don't think Jason likes being
the center
maybe
of
maybe humiliated, the possibility of humiliated in front of rich people. I think that has something to do with it.
You think
not
so?
Necessarily talking, but who the clientele is.
Well, but here's the thing about Jason, as with all the Junkies, if he's out of if he's out of place and it's not his regular routine, he kind of is off his game, or he gets a lot of anxiety.
But
about
how is it? How is he off his game? It's wine. It's baseball. It's Ripken.
Because he's worried about people judging him, and they can see him. And I mean, his hands were literally shaking today. His knees were bobbing the whole time. He looked at the script for this rundown tonight. The entire 4 hours, it felt like he's just going over and over and over it. It seems to me like it's just something you walk on stage and you introduce a few people. He couldn't be any more different than JP.
And you won't look at it at all. And you got three softball questions for Cal at the end.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know? You know, the guys basically gave the address on air after they were told not to.
I know.
I should have dumped it.
You should have.
I didn't. I didn't put two and two together until they finally...
until JP said stop talking about the house.
Yeah,
I don't even know whose house this is at.
I have no idea. But they gave the number of bedrooms, the square footage, where it is, and how much it costs. I'm sure it doesn't take a
sleuth. Thought I heard the name like a week or so ago, and I didn't even recognize it.
Didn't I send it to you? I thought it was... I DM'd you a picture of it, see if it was the right one.
I mean, maybe it is, but I don't know. It just seems like something... Jason won't do anything, and the listeners know this, that as far as the show goes, or anytime they have to do, it's like him going into the locker room to interview people, or...
Well, none of the guys do that anymore.
No. No, they won't. They don't do it, but like Cakes and JP would do it if I asked them to do it. They wouldn't. It was Lurch and EB who were like, absolutely, like, I don't want to do that. If they're not sitting in this seat, in this studio, doing the show, then they get a little bit of anxiety as far as broadcasting goes.
I'm willing.
Going on. Remember when they went on the Caps broadcast with Joe B and Locker?
Yeah, up in
and
the
they
booth.
Were so nervous that they got drunk and embarrassed themselves. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, if they have to do anything that's not in this studio, they become a little bit unnerved.
Hey, I'm willing to bet you $1 tomorrow.
Okay.
That Lurch has a cocktail and apps at Circa before he departs for Edgewater.
Of course I'm not going to take that bet, because that is exactly what he'll do. Circa is across the street from the Homewood Suites. What about the
I was looking at Edgewater. Looks like a great place.
Haven't we looked at homes on Edgewater before? Because that's where Pete Medhurst lives.
In that case, I take it back.
I get sized for the Pete lives in like a silly house. And I remember when we were looking and we're like, we should move to Edgewater. It's not that far of a commute.
Yeah, but isn't that like fake me out Annapolis?
Well, I don't care. Does Anna even live in Annapolis?
No, but I did see a picture from across the river that she sees the tents. Did you see that?
No, she posts some more thirsty photos.
No, not thirsty at all. Mm. I think she's neighbors with the big silly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Look at this.
Jason will have to stop by the Clutch household.
That's really funny to about five people. Yeah. I can't find it right now. I don't feel like stalling.
It's fine. All right, Valdez, let's talk about this story, this article in the New York Post that you've been, I think, titillated by all week.
And Adam Levine in this article in the New York Post really got my juices flowing.
You know, I knew that Valdez was so excited about this story that I actually had to say, Valdez, let's not give it to the junkies. So you can talk about it on Bit Season, and we'll do a left in the binder segment.
But not really in the binder.
All right, what is this titillating story? Tell the audience about it.
The producer Bible, the New York Post, put out. Yeah. All right, the New York Post Testament put out this article saying that as women go back to work, particularly younger women, that they are dressing in their club / going out attire at the office. And so you're not getting these power suits. You're not getting these dresses, but you're getting these hiked up shorts, open tops. And our office could use a little more of that.
You know what it's like in the he's such a hornball. In the photo of the company's the story, it's got this woman and she's wearing like it's like half a business outfit.
Yeah, it's like a jacket. It's honestly, it is the Seinfeld episode when the O. Henry heiress
Sue Ellen Miski
was walking in the street with her bra showing and blazer.
Yeah, so this girl is Gen Z-er. She's wearing a lacy bra, exposing her cleavage, and like an open, I don't know, some sort of blouse.
She looks like a Gen D-er.
and a miniskirt. And so Valdez wants all the saleswomen here to wear sexy outfits as they're dragged back to work from their
cushy stay-at-home.
Yeah, from their stay-at-home
the
job.
Wolf of Wall Street.
No. I get that's what think about. So all these women have been oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. During the pandemic, where they got to stay inside, they can't go outside. There's no social outings, no functions, so they can't get all sexy for, and they have these outfits just getting dust in the closet. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a couple reasons why this is happening. And who knows where it's actually, I mean, if it's actually happening or this is just a New York Post article. But all right, let's just pretend
just
for
to
a
help
second.
Put together a radio show.
Yeah. All right, let's. Why are the women doing this? I believe that there's been a movement, a feminine movement the last few years, a liberation of women's sexuality.
Showing off the body.
As they are tired of men oppressing them and taking advantage of them, especially in the workplace.
That's right. Oppress them, so reward us by showing us.
There is some of that, I think, but it's also... hey, you're lucky to have me, and I know you're understaffed, and I know you're not going to fire me, so I'm going to take advantage of this wearing sexy outfits to work.
I'm going to dress like Madonna coming to work.
And there's nothing you can do about it because...
Yeah, what are you going to do, fire me?
Yeah.
Do it.
You're going to fire a woman in 2022 for...
dressing too sexy?
Yeah, for
that's actually, you know what? That's a great point.
Thank you.
It's lawsuit driven. I'm daring you to fire me so that I can sue the company and you for discrimination.
Or it's not even lawsuit driven. It's maybe cancel culture driven or social media driven. Could you imagine like JP Morgan fires young staff for wearing revealing outfit
for wearing thigh high boots.
And for 2 seconds, it's like every time in Southwest kicks a woman off the airline for wearing a sexy outfit. Dude, who do people get mad at? They get mad at the airline.
I was a sexy teacher, but right. Now I have an OnlyFans.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. This is coming together, and it's the perfect storm for this movement. And I'm behind it. As a man who supports women.
I couldn't support women more in this endeavor. I'd like to normalize in the working place.
What's that?
Women should be able to wear more yoga pants.
More yoga pants? Yeah. I'd throw this into this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. There's no such thing as being too sexy or too comfortable.
Pushing the envelope.
All right, but what happens if women?
What happens when Drab shows up shirtless?
No, but what happens if there's like this backfires, right? And now there's a movement of you can't tell me what to wear. I'm gonna wear my Mickey Mouse PJ bottoms in here and my hoodie, and I'm not gonna wear makeup. I'm gonna dress like I just rolled out of bed. That would backfire. Then you got a bunch of, you know, slobs, unshowered heathens walking around here.
Well, that's called radio. Yeah.
I guess the guys have been doing that for a long time.
I mean, come on. We've been doing that for 13 years.
Mm. I haven't seen that here on Capitol Hill yet, but maybe we're working towards that, Valdez.
Well, you're looking at those pictures. Which one's your favorite?
Well, I only see two pictures. Are there more?
I thought there was more in the story.
Oh, yeah, you're scrolling down here. Yeah, but these are like photographs. Ooh, a TikTok of. I don't know. I mean, I think the lacy bra one, even though the chick's not that attractive, the idea of it is pretty sexy.
Well, I totally support this movement. And right. You know what? I've even worn shorts to work that I have a massive hole in the back of my ass. And I feel like that helps support the movement. You know, no more dress coding.
He showed me the shorts he was wearing last week with his crotch blown out. Okay. It wasn't a hole in his ass, Valdez. The entire crotch was missing. His boxers were hanging out.
Bend down and pick up something and snap open?
I think so.
I saw him at the sink in the kitchen, and I saw his boxers hanging out underneath below his crotch.
Are women allowed to wear shorts in the office?
I think so.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because all I see are like dresses and skirts. I never really see shorts.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we have a different dress code here on the programming side than they do on the sales side.
I'm not sure.
They have, people know this. We can wear whatever we want.
Literally.
As long as we're covered
this
up.
This is going to sound creepy.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, God.
A lot of what you say is about these.
And I've noticed that there's a hot trend at the gym that can be adopted in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But. Not the yoga pants spandex, but now they have like thigh high spandex. Now I'm not talking like where your ass cheeks are hanging out, but like Lululemon is making those.
Are they shorts?
Yeah, they're shorts, but they come up to your thigh, like to here.
Okay, yeah.
Right. Lululemon's making these.
Kim Kardashian wears them a lot.
They're hot, and I'm wondering if women in the office should start wearing them.
I mean, usually there's a difference between
casual
gym attire and attire.
I'm pushing the envelope.
I know. Why don't you just say you want the women to come in their bras and pants?
Why don't we just all show up naked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, God made us.
That's what you really want, isn't it, Valdez?
Hey, I mean,
Ryan's not disagreeing.
I'm not disagreeing.
No,
it's equality for all. We all just who knows? They did it back in the day in the Stone Age. How do you think the cavemen survived?
It working in radio, like I don't know how people do it where they wear a suit every day.
I think you just get used to the routine.
I couldn't wear a suit every day. Like, and when it's a million degrees out.
Can I tell you that nobody is more Jekyll and Hyde than Valdez when it comes to what he wears to work? It always flusters me. I come in here the same day, every day looking relatively the same. Jeans, sneakers, t-shirt or hoodie, and the same five hats, all right? I look the same almost every single day. Valdez comes in here some days dressed like he's going to go play TPC Avenue, right? And then the next day he will come in literally wearing shorts that looks like he's whacked his bag in 1,000 times and just like a grungy, oily t-shirt. And then the next day he's wearing like a golf shirt again. You wore those red shorts last week, right? They look like they're from 2003 and they're down like past your knees and you're wearing thong sandals flopping around, okay? All right, you know what shorts I'm talking about. They're red basketball shorts.
My red Nike shorts?
Maybe they're Nikes. I don't know. They're all one. It's all red. There's no pattern on it or anything okay. like that. All right. And then you wear these the thong sandals.
Like fairy sandals.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you wear like the t-shirt you wore. The t-shirt you wore to bed or something. And your hair is not combed and you didn't shower, so it's a little oily. And then the next day you'll come.
He literally
rolls out of bed. I know what he does. But then the next day he'll come in here looking like $1,000.
All right, what am I look like? What do I look like today?
So relatively in between, because you're wearing an Under Armour shirt and a t-shirt.
All right, do you want to know why I wore?
Were you wearing your Tom Toms? What are you wearing today? Well, these is like wearing, you know, those Tom Tom shoes or whatever.
Hey dudes,
some trendy Instagram
the slip
shoe.
Ons,
I don't wear socks. The things are the smelliest things in the world.
Oh my god,
I wore my workout outfit today.
Oh, is that what it is?
This is because. I figured nobody's going to be in the studio during the show because we're doing a remote broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to get a workout as the show was going on.
You were going to sneak away during the Darcy Kemper interview.
I was going to take those kettlebells that you have there and do a legit workout.
Well, you should have.
With nobody. Well, I couldn't because nobody remembered they had live spots.
Yeah.
Nothing works in the studio anymore.
That's true. Your microphone somehow was broken all show.
I don't know your microphone?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to get Trimmer to fix the mic. It was a disaster. Dude, I brought in my pre-workout and everything. My bottle of water. You check my bag. I have my ab roller.
You do the whole thing.
Dude, bro, I was going to get a full workout.
Hey, the last thing last thing I wanted to ask you guys about before we leave is EB's fascination with Adnan Syed.
Hmm. Oh yeah,
how long is this gonna last for?
The first thing I did was I went to go look back and see when Serial was first. It came out 2014.
All right, I'm having a hard time working up a ladder for Serial.
Eight years too late. 2022.
Now I think Valdez is mildly interested in it.
I am mildly interested.
Mainly it's all EB wants to talk about.
It was in Maryland.
Yeah.
Maryland pride. Mm-hmm.
Can EB read the room that the other three guys aren't interested in? I thought one segment was enough, but it's like every day we're getting Adnan. He's giving statement updates from his attorney.
Like Robbie.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is what happens. Eric talks about how he's wrongfully convicted, gives the piece of evidence that he has no idea how they used against him, and then Jason says, "Have you seen Crime Story X?"
Yeah. Every single time. EB's only question to Peter Laviolette today was, "Have you seen Making a Murderer?"
Oh my god,
it's embarrassing.
What did he say? I didn't even get to see that.
No, of course he hasn't seen it. He goes, "We have a bet. Have you seen?
To Serial podcast?
Have you listened to Serial or watched Making a Murderer on Netflix?"
Laviolette
didn't even know what it was. Yeah. It was like he was speaking a foreign language.
And yeah. Did you see Rabia, who is the family friend of the Saeeds,
mm-hmm.
and an attorney, the family attorney, who basically is doing all of these podcasts, and she tweeted out that women need to stop contacting her to hook up with Adnan Syed. Right.
Didn't I tell you and Lindsey John that the other day? This guy would be dripping in because women love nothing more than a bad boy. Women love
him. This is the ultimate bad boy.
It's the ultimate bad boy with possibly a clean slate. Like, who really knows? Like, maybe we could fall in love. Maybe he could chop me up. All right. Well, I mean, hopefully he's innocent now that he's out, and hopefully
they find the real killer.
Hopefully they find the real killer. It is a fascinating story, and I knew women were going to be after him because he's actually, I mean, he's ripped to hell. He's strong. He clearly cares about his body.
You know who he kind of reminds me of?
Who?
Is, do you remember like the hot felon,
Jeremy Meeks.
Meeks. Yeah, of course.
It kind of reminds black, me the light skinned black guy with the blue eyes.
And
the
yeah. Uh-huh.
I think Dread DM'd him. it kind of reminds me of that.
Didn't that guy date a billionaire heiress?
He did.
He like left his family as soon as he got out.
Yeah, he traded up.
Yeah.
He upgraded.
I'm sure they're still together.
Well, also, Adnan needs to do a makeover. Mm. Prison makeover.
Yeah, but I think he's a super devout Muslim, so I don't think that beard's coming off.
All right. Well, can it be trimmed? Or
I don't know. I don't know enough about...
Can they get him in some John Varvatos?
Probably. Probably.
And then he can hit the town?
EB always loves these, the crime stories and the whodunits.
The only thing I like it is because I used to go to Security Square Mall where that Best Buy is.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's why you like this the podcast so much? Because yes. You could put together the landmarks?
I can picture
you know where Lincoln
landmarks.
Park is or what?
Lincoln Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where it is. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll never go.
Oh, it's a scary part of town?
You never want to go there.
Oh, okay.
Hurting.
What about EB, speaking of EB and trials, Johnny Depp dating his attorney? That news was breaking today, but it's not the hot attorney that everybody thinks it is. It's like his British attorney?
It's the one that represented him in London.
That's unsexier.
I'll tell you exactly what this is. This is a trial run, no pun intended, to see how people react before he dates the one in Fairfax.
What happens if it's a bat signal to her?
That's exactly what it is.
It's like, hey, I'm willing to cross the line here and to date.
Are you willing to meet me halfway?
Right.
That's exactly what
she's
doing.
She's probably, I'm guessing she's in a relationship, the Fairfax attorney, right? Mm-hmm. So they can't really date right now, but Johnny's hoping that ends and that they can finally hook up because he's, clearly
love,
willing to
love at last. And then after the attorney, he gets back together with Amber Heard. Because remember I stated that
on
previous Bit Seasons that I see that.
What's the attractive attorney's name? Camilla or something?
Camilla something.
Vasquez?
Yeah, Vasquez. Yeah, yeah.
Something like that.
She was silly.
She was silly. She's not from Fairfax though, right?
No.
I don't think so.
I'm just the Fairfax, right. The one that was representing him in Fairfax.
Stallion would be size. He'd be chasing her at glory days.
Of course. Of course. Dude, I worked at Wegmans in Fairfax, and I'm telling you, I saw the silliest chicks there. Silliest moms there.
Old Shabin.
You know what? That actually goes into my mom fetish. Working at Wegmans in Fairfax. I just got off on a side thing.
Because you were a stock boy?
Yeah, I was a I was a cashier.
Oh, you were?
And I pushed carts and customer service as well.
I bet you he did see a lot of selling.
Oh, dude, it's filled. Filled. Anyone knows what I'm talking about. Wegmans of Fairfax. It's just, it's
why is that better than Giant?
We have to tell you why, Valdez. Because Valdez is a Giant mark. Okay. And he Wegmans blows Giant out of the water.
So much better.
Because Valdez likes white trash grocery stores. He likes big, frumpy women going there, get their Cheetos.
Right. Don't do that at Wegmans. And Cheetos at Wegmans.
They're crabble up. No, Wegmans is an elite grocery store for rich people. And
not
like,
even. It's just a better experience.
It's organic. Like you care about how you look, that kind of thing.
It's not even that. Like there's unorganic. That. No, I mean it's not all organic. This isn't.
No, I know that. I know that. I know that.
But there's an organic section at a Giant too. It's not just that.
That's true.
I see what you're saying. But
I know, but it's got like mahogany wood everywhere.
It's just like a.
They don't have a linoleum tile.
Yeah. It's just a nicer store. Like they really, they're like the Chick-fil-A of grocery stores.
They don't,
you know,
they don't have rotten bananas.
Size for Wegmans.
I do
it's
too.
The number one grocery store in America.
It is.
It has
it
to
is.
Be.
And the sub shops there and the
yeah,
cookies.
But what are their sales like?
They
you know
sale.
What's good at Wegmans? People actually think it's way too expensive. The Wegmans brand food is actually pretty good.
It's
like,
good.
Their frozen pizza was on Portnoy's One Bite thing during when he was doing the frozen pizza reviews during the pandemic, and it was one of his highest rated pizzas, and it's like $2.50. Yeah, and it's so
and it's good.
Size for Wegmans.
See?
And their hot food bar.
The hot food
the
bar
pizza
is great.
In the hot food bar is different than the frozen pizza, and it's a 10 out of 10.
Yep. They have a salad bar.
Of yes.
Of course.
Dude, they got a sub
Dude,
sub
they got
shop,
like a Chinese food bar.
Yeah, they got it all.
Chow mein, General So's.
That's expensive, though.
That is expensive.
That's expensive, yeah. But it's good.
I had bread. I will give Wegmans one last plug here before we wrap up. I had a, I bought, you know, like fresh bread from Wegmans from their bakery on Sunday. Oh. Best grilled cheese of my life. I made it Tuesday night.
Did you?
And I used the Wegmans bread.
Let me
that
ask.
That was the difference maker.
Let me ask. Yeah. Did you use the Tuscan bread?
Yes.
See?
The garlic Tuscan bread.
Yes.
It's like the full, like right. It looks like a basketball, half
you
a basketball.
Guys go each other.
Come over this weekend. I'll make you a grilled cheese.
Hey, the Tuscan bread is silly.
The Tuscan bread. Yeah.
See?
Hey, you know what? You're going to make them overnight oats too.
I know Valdez has harassed me to bring in my overnight oats.
I'd be sized for that.
Also, apparently, Drab has copywritten over oats and oatmeal. No one's allowed to have oatmeal in the morning ever.
I
besides
should know
Drab.
You. I know you.
I have a cranberry almond oatmeal, and I'm eating it. And Drab goes, "You can't eat that. I eat oatmeal. I'm the only one to eat oatmeal."
Yeah, okay, I've been doing this in that room with Valdez for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many times he's brought oatmeal in? None. He brings in gross hard-boiled eggs and like the worst turkey sandwich you've ever seen with the thinnest wheat bread as the slices, and he eats it every day. And then I start bringing in overnight oats, and then what do you know, a week later Valdez is bringing in a hot like instant oatmeal. That was his bat signal to me that, hey, can you bring me in some overnight oats? I know him. Alright, I don't know how much junkies we talked about today, but we had a good time.
It was fun.
Alright guys, have a great weekend, and we will see you next week on Bit Season. Take care.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.